Zok the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hey. We're going to see three different instances over here of some collisions. Here's the first. Zeba Bichavita. One person is coming with his barrel. Zeba Bichairasa. Another person is coming with a beam. Unlike in the previous Mishnah, where the two patterns, one was following the other, here the two were coming from opposite directions. And as they were passing each other, Nishbara Kade Shelze Bichairasa Shelze. Nishbara, it broke. Kade Shelze, the jug or the barrel of one of them, Bichairasa Shelze, when obviously it crashed into the beam of the other one. Potter. The Baal HaKaira. Baal Kaira doesn't mean over here someone who reads the Torah. This is Kaira Kufvav Reish Hei. In this case, the Baal HaKaira is Potter. Why? After all, didn't his beam break the other person's Chavias or Kad? And the answer is, Shelezer Rishus Lahalach, Lezer Rishus Lahalach. None of them were walking here without Rishus. He has a right to go with his barrel in the Rishus Harav, and he has a right to go with his beam in the Rishus Harav. There's no Pesheya here. That was the first case. One person is walking, let's say, from south to north with a barrel, and the other person is walking from north to south with a beam. Here's the second case. Hoya Bal Kaira Rishon. Now they're not walking opposite each other, they're walking again like a choo-choo train. One in front, one behind. The beam carrier is in front. Hoya Bal Kaira Rishon. Ubal Chavi Yisachrin. And the barrel carrier is behind him. So in this second case, it breaks up into three. If what happened was that Nishbara Chavias Bekaira, the beam carrier walking in front didn't stop. He's walking, but the Baal HaChavias was in a rush. He didn't chap what was going on over here. And he walked into the beam. He walked with his barrel into the beam. Both were walking, except the one behind started walking a little faster. Pater Baal HaKaira, the beam owner is Pater. Adarabba, we turn to the Baal HaChavias and we say, didn't you see someone with a beam in front of you? What are you going quicker for? You realize you have to go either at the same pace that he's walking or slower than him. Or, let's say what happened was, V'im Amad Balakar. Let's say the beam carrier in front actually stopped, and stopped suddenly. And he had no brake lights. So the Balakhavi is walking behind Zetz into him, Chayiv. Then the pad owner is Chayiv. Because the owner of the beam was Pesheya. You can't just stop in the Rishus Arabim. The Balakhavi didn't do anything wrong when he crashed into you. Because you should have known if you're carrying a beam, you don't stop suddenly without warning the person behind you. Or, this is really the third possibility in the second illustration. V'im Amar, suppose the Baal HaKaira said, when he was about to slow down and take a rest, he said to Baal HaChavias, listen, Amoid, stop! I'm stopping, so you stop. And somehow the Baal HaChavias didn't get the message. He kept walking. And Zetz in, and his Chavias broke, Potter, the Baal HaKaira's Potter. He did what he can do. He warned him that he's stopping. Now here's the third illustration. Hoya Baal Chavias Rishon. The barrel carrier is up front. Ubal Kaira Achren, and the beam carrier is behind him. Again, choo-choo train. One is walking behind the other one. Here too, three possibilities. If Nishbara Chavias Bekaira, in other words, the Baal Chavias is walking first, the Baal Kaira is walking behind him, and now the Baal HaKaira got a little bit too anxious and started walking too fast and crashed into the Baal Chavias. Chayiv. The beam carrier is Chayiv. There's a Baal Chavias in front of you. What are you walking faster for? Can't blame him that he stopped. He didn't stop. He kept walking. Second possibility. V'im Amad Baal Chavias. The Baal Chavias is in front. The Baal HaKaira is behind. And the Baal Chavias stops. And the Baal HaKaira doesn't stop in time. It crashes into him. Potter. The owner of the beam is Potter. Because the Baal HaChavias is considered a Pesheya by stopping. Now the Gemara is Mechalik really why he stopped. But the case where we say that he's Chayiv is where if he just stopped to rest. The third possibility in this case is V'im Amar, if the Baal HaChavias said Le Baal Kaira to the Baal Kaira, look out behind, I'm stopping, I'm right, you stop. And the Baal Kaira somehow didn't heed the message, Chayiv. Now the Baal Kaira is Chayiv for crashing into him. Adrava, the Baal HaKaira is a Pesheya. And what do you keep walking for? And the same would be true for Zeba b'nei roi v'zeba b'pishtan. If one person's coming with a ner that's burning, and the other one's coming with flax, and some of the flax started to burn. So in all of the halachas that we discussed till now, it applies over here as well. Whenever you have two people carrying something in the Rishus HaRav, and they bump into each other, you have to apply the halachis that we learned. Let's chazar over what those halachis are. So basically, now that we've seen the Mishnah inside, we know that there are three different sets of circumstances, and the last two are subdivided into three. Remember the first case? The first case was, one person comes with his barrel, the other comes with his beam, and they're going opposite each other. It's a two-way street. And the jug somehow broke in the chavius, their potter, the balakair is potter. Both had rishus to go over here, no one did anything wrong. The second case, which divides into three, is, they're not walking opposite each other. One is ahead, the other is behind. In our second case, the balkoira, the one holding the beam, is first. The balchavius is behind him. Balchavius was a little bit anxious, even though the balkoira didn't stop, but the balchavius walked a little bit quicker, and all of a sudden, crash. Balkoira is potter. What'd you walk into me for? We were both walking. I didn't stop. Second possibility. The balkoira did stop, and he stopped suddenly. And that's why the balchavius was walking behind, crashed into him. Balkoira is chayiv. You have no rishus to stop that way. You didn't warn him. Third possibility, if the balkar, as he was stopping to rest, said to the balchavius behind him, look out, stop, and he didn't stop, and he continued walking despite the warning, then the balkar is potter. The third set of circumstances, which also divides into three, is where the balchavius is walking first, and the balkar is behind him. Now the balkar is a little bit over-anxious, and he starts walking a little bit too fast and crashes into the balchavius, who is also walking. Then the balkoira is chayiv. You were pesheya. You can't blame the balchavius for stopping. He didn't stop. You just walked into him. But if the balchavius did stop, then he's potter. Then the balkoira is potter. He said, listen, I'm walking with my beam. You suddenly stop. What was I supposed to do? Unless the balchavius warned the balkoira to stop, and the balkoira didn't listen to the message. Then the balkoira is chayiv because the balchavius is no longer a pesheya for stopping. He warned the person behind him. And the Mishnah told us that the same is true, for where one comes with a nair and the other comes with pishta.